Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned in to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Joker over there with nothing.
was End Song by The Cure from their album from last year, Songs of a Lost World. Like that song, the whole album is hauntingly beautiful. We opened tonight with Keep On Doing What You Do by The Roches, a group of three sisters, and this is The In Crowd by Brian Ferry.
I'm in. you. got them big dreams. You wanna get out of here. You wanna get out.
That was Big Dreams by Amel and the Sniffers, part of our selection of new music recently sent to us in the mail by our friends at record labels and reviewed favorably by WRCT DJs. I played that song on this show last week as well, and after playing it on the show last week, I went out to a bar in Brooklyn and heard it playing on the speakers there. That's a fun coincidence. So evidently, people of Brooklyn are listening to this radio program and it is influencing their music selection. I'd like to take a moment and note that WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can visit their website at atticrecordstoreinc.com or by calling their phone at 412-821-8484. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. was Alternative Ulster by Husker Du. Before that, we heard Airbnb by Kem Gordon, former member of Sonic Youth. I first heard Alternative Ulster in Gooski's, the perhaps Polish Hill's most famous bar. And that was actually the song that put me on to Husker Du in the first place. All right, up next we've got Space Case by Hardcastle.
Set you back first.
you like tuning into this radio program from the basement here on WRCT, you might like some other of WRCT's fantastic shows, such as 777, Feeling Lucky, with a library equipped for moments of relaxation to all-out revelry. Lex CD's 777 might be your radio jackpot. Find out Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on WRCT. And Spit Fountain. Ew, gross. Spit? A spit fountain? Why would anyone go swimming in there? Splash around with Spit Fountain on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. And keep an eye out on WRCT.org. In the next few weeks, we should be posting the fall season radio schedule. an announcement from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. To be clear, this is not emergency, just a message from the people who manage them. Are you in an emergency? If you are, you can call 911. And if you can't call, you can text 911. Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to a 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impediments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. So in the to field, you'd enter the numerals 911, and in the message, you should include the address and location of the emergency and the type of help needed, such as fire, police, or ambulance, and then click send. And be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator if you do. And if you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert intruders. And remember, do not text and drive. Don't do it. Don't text and drive, even if you're texting 911. Don't cause another emergency. And only use 911 services in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone lines for a non-emergency call. And my own addendum to that is per official Pittsburgh public institutions such as 311 and 911, you can also call 911 if a car is parked in a bike lane, as it is dangerous for people to be forced to ride their bikes the wrong way into incoming traffic. Again, that's not from me. That's from the city government, folks. It's almost 9 p.m., which means it's almost time for the end of this week's edition of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you've been a long-time listener to this show, you know that I've been out of town for a big chunk of this summer, and going around to places like Boston, Orlando, St. Louis, Tampa, Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Northwoods. Part of my mission has been coming out here to the East Coast in New York City to figure out if there's any good music out here worth bringing back to the people of Pittsburgh. Well, I'm happy to say that next week I will be back live in the WRCT studio Friday night. I'll be here all weekend and into the next week. If you know me personally, feel free to hit up the DJ Addy phone and request my presence at your domicile, at your favorite bar or your favorite park, or just meet me on the bus. That's all I got for you tonight. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Yep.
Listening to 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is a show called Viva La Mach.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall.